Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with lesson number 29, God is in everything I see. The Course is helping us to understand that by looking upon the world and understanding that everything is one with us, God is in everything we see, that really there is no opposition. There is nothing to fight and nothing to battle. You see, in our minds, we hold our thoughts from the past, and we are projecting those thoughts in front of us, and it's almost like our eyesight is the lens on the camera. Our eyes do not determine what's happening. Our eyes report what is happening based on past information. We have a wonderful opportunity in the present moment if we will open up a space and be reminded that God is in everything we see. This means that separation is not real. This means that there is no separation between you and your loved one, you and your friends, and definitely no separation between you and your Creator. The more we embrace this idea, we realize that there is nothing to fight. There is no opposition. You see, if we hold this in our minds today, that there is no opposition, imagine the blessing of this. Because as you go forward, you would actually begin to experience life without opposition. You see, we've allowed into our minds that opposition is possible. You know, for example, if you're in a lawsuit, or if you're in a conversation even, where the other person seems to have a very different point of view, and there seems to be some sort of conflict between the two of you. These are places where the idea of opposition and the idea of separation come together, and you experience yourself as being almost at war or at odds with another person or their ideas and so on. If we can hold in our minds today that God is in everything we see, that there is no opposition, imagine that you are not your body. Your body is a communication device. Imagine that who you are is much greater than anything you can see with your eyes. Imagine that everything you see around you is somehow connected to you, almost like how your left arm is connected to the same body as your right arm, only this time extended out to that tree and extended out to that car in front of you and now out to that planet in the sky. Imagine that everything you see is one with you. There is no opposition. There is nothing that is not pure love around you. As we begin to allow this truth to emerge back into our minds, you will find that your life takes on a beautiful loveliness that you have never seen before. That people tend to show up more loving and kind and supportive, and events and circumstances tend to come to you that are much more peaceful and harmonious and flowing and abundant. If we make the decision today to align with what is true instead of with what is false, then this is your invitation for miracles to occur. This is no small matter. When you choose to see God in everything you see, you are making a declaration about where you are putting your alignment. You are now aligning with what is true instead of with what is false. And the benefits will be twofold. Number one, you will feel much more peaceful in the present moment, much less threatened and attacked and vulnerable. And number two, and maybe even more important for you now, is that you will be creating peace and abundance and joy for your future now moment. So in terms of that, it's really your future would be filled with happiness, joy, and abundance. Let's be vigilant today to look about on everything in the world and to remember that God is in everything we see.